instant oil change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby here has got some friends. They're in a kind of a tight spot right now.
They are. This couple's been together a long time. They got married, I would like to say maybe, 4 or 5 years ago. And they do have children. And things just, they have small children, I would say under the age of 5. And things have just been really, really tough for them. So they've had some pretty difficult times and decided to separate for a while. So she moved out, and I think it's been about a year. So everybody thought they were going down the divorce path. You know, there had been discussions about attorneys, and there had been talks about this and that and the other thing, but they were still co-parenting, and both, you know, spending time with the kids, taking turns and that kind of thing. But when that happens, they started talking about their issues with their family members, of course, right? Mm-hmm. So he's telling his family what's going on and the bad things that she's done. And she's telling her family what's been going on, the bad things that he's done. And so for this long period of time, they've sort of been talking about each other with their closest family members, you know? Sure. It wasn't like, you know, anything like super dramatic. And they never said that they were for sure getting divorced, but they were taking some time away from each other to figure this out and whatever. And now they've decided to reconcile. They feel like it's best for the kids, and they've decided to get back together. Mm-hmm. So you would think that'd be a really happy thing, right? Mm-hmm. This marriage has been saved, and they're going to work on it. They say they're going to do counseling, but they haven't done it yet. And she has now moved back into the home. So they're back together. Kids are all in the house together. You know, kids are understanding that mommy's back and they're all, you know, going to figure it out. Well, now, like, their families are really upset and they haven't really reconciled with the family.
Because each family hates the other person.
Yes.
Oh. Well, you're talking so much crap probably about that person.
Right.
To your family.
It's like his family is like, you know, and there's other things going on in his family where another sibling is getting married and they don't want to invite her to the wedding because they're so mad at her from the last year of all of this stuff going on. You know, the grandparents have stepped in a lot for child care on both sides. And now the grandparents on both sides are frustrated with the, you know, so it's like, even though the couple's reconciled, the family's not reconciled about it at all. And it's almost like the families, I think, now almost wish that they would have just gotten divorced.
Well, they were probably in the mental place where it's like, well, you know what? She's he's a punk, and they're going their separate ways.
And so, philosophically, you just want to say, as the family members, that, well, so long as they're happy, I'm glad we did our part in the time that they were having a tough time. But realistically, you've got, I think, the family takes all that stuff way harder than the people that are actually in it. It's one of the reasons why sometimes when I'm going through some weird stuff with my mom and my dad, I won't bring it up to Stacy because she will never let it go.
Well, because in Stacy's position, she doesn't have the emotional connection with your mother. In these families, they're not in love with the other person like the couple themselves are. So, of course, their feelings are going to be just one-sided, you know. But especially since kids are involved, do you think that they think that this marriage is not going to last even though they're working on it?
I only know one side, and yeah, that's the case.
Because I wonder if that's why they won't let it go, because they feel like it's a lost cause anyway. But that's not fair, because it's up to the couple.
Yeah, they feel, the family side that I know feels like they're gonna get hurt again, and oh, this is just going to happen all over again, and they're not really resolving the issue. So I just wonder about, like, family forgiveness, you know? Like, is it harder for the family to forgive than it is for them to forgive each other for their
absolutely.
The things they've
done.
I don't even think it's close.
You
know? And I just wonder, like, if, because obviously, you know, tons of couples go through that kind of thing. Lots of marriages go through really difficult times or even years and years apart and then reconcile. Like, mm-hmm. I just wonder if families can really, truly ever get back to where they were before all that.
877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. It almost feels like the couple needs to showcase mm-hmm. themselves to both sides of the family. So both sides realize.
Like do a demo of good behavior. Like,
yes. Well, the other thing, too, I'm wondering is, like, the husband, should he go to the wife's family and talk to them one-on-one and sort of, like, ask for their forgiveness? Should the wife go to the husband's family and sort of ask for their forgiveness and their love again? And what, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get past all of that?
Here comes consistent Melissa.
Here I come down the track. No, I think that they have to do that. It's a family. So I think that they have to, it's almost like a summit where you have to bring the families together and they have to talk to them as a couple. I think.
Now, hasn't the rule always been like you have to take care of your own side of the family and then he or she has to take care of her side
yes.
of the family? So rather than put him in the uncomfortable place of having to go to the in-laws,
but most,
she should take care of it.
But most of the time, that's a one-sided problem. Like in the times we've talked about that, it's been like the mother-in-law is giving the wife crap. So it's really up to the husband to talk to his mom. But in this case, it's both families and it's their marriage and there's a part of me that feels like if you want to have a united front to show them we are committed to making this work, I think you have to do it together with everybody there.
And ask for everybody's forgiveness.
And everybody work together.
Here's Janine. I don't even know that you have to ask for forgiveness. I just think you need to tell them that everything's cool.
Right, like we are working on this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Janine, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to say that I went through something similar to that, and basically both people are just going to have to sit their families down and say, look, we're together. Whether you like it or not, you have to respect it. Uh-huh.
So you say, like, do this in one room together, so it's not...
No. I'm saying, like, she's going to have to go to her family, and he's going to have to go to his family.
Mm-hmm. And just say, chill just out, everybody.
Chill out. Whether you like it or not, we're together, and just deal with it.
That's what most are calling us saying, though.
So,
man.
Like, the siblings of the one side that are getting married, you know, one of the siblings is getting married. And it's like, she's not invited to the wedding.
Really? Yeah.
That's not going to help in the long run right there. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jen, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. I went through the same crap. And basically, the couple itself, both of them, husband and wife, need to go to both of their families together and say, look, mm-hmm. we're getting back together because we want to be together. We love each other. Y'all need to just cool it. They need to tell them that they came to love them and accept it. And they need to get over it. And if they don't want to see them, then that will.
Because I feel like one of the side that I know the best is only being nice to the other spouse because they're afraid they'll take the kids away.
Oh,
and they
really?
Love those grandkids mm-hmm. so much mm-hmm. that they're like, okay, we'll just fake it. Like, you know, because we're afraid that we won't get to see the kids.
I don't think that's that uncommon in families.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
Hey, I just want to say that they don't need to go ask for forgiveness. They just need to show them that they're willing to work their way through everything. Mm-hmm. They need to... you know, go to the family counseling and all that stuff and then show that they're willing to work through it. They shouldn't have to ask for no forgiveness at all.
Yeah, that was my thought also, but definitely sounds like she's got a couple of options. Either they go in this together to both sides of the family, or they talk to the in-laws separately, or they talk to their own family separately.
Yeah, I think they're at the stage where they're all sort of avoiding that conversation.
I got to take this one here real quick. Hey, Peggy, I only have a couple of seconds here, but what's up?
Oh, well, I had a cousin that married the same lady three times, and the family just accepted her back, and it's their life.
Yeah, at some point, I think as a family, if you've been married to the same person three different times, the rest of the family just throws their hands
right
up.
Okay.
Whatever. Here we go again. Here's another toaster.
La, la, la.
Good luck to you.
Get it. The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.